Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Genesis chapter 1, the verses 1 to 5, 26 to 27, and 31. Genesis 1, 1 to 5, 26 to 27, and 31. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. My theme for reflection is the God who prepares and delights. The God who prepares and delights. I will begin with a confession. I am the kind of person who packs for a trip a week in advance and then still double checks my bag at the airport. There is something comforting about being prepared, even if life has a way of surprising you anywhere. When we read the opening verses of Genesis, we encounter a God who both prepares and surprises, who plans meticulously and then acts creatively with delight. The text opens not with a cold mechanical command, but with a purposeful movement, when God began to create the heavens and the earth. This wording suggests an unfolding process, a divine anticipation, as though God had long dreamt of this masterpiece and was finally ready to bring it to life. The earth starts formless and void. Yet God's Spirit hovers, a term evoking a bird tenderly fluttering over its nests. This is not a distant, aloof creator, but one intimately invested in the act of preparing life for flourishing. As Karl Barth once reflected, "God creates out of nothing." Wonderful, you say. Yes, to be sure, but he does what is still more wonderful. He makes saints out of sinners. The creative impulse of God in Genesis is not just to make things, but to transform, to separate light from darkness, order from chaos, and life from lifelessness. The rhythm of preparation and delight culminates in the creation of humanity. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Here we stand at the climax of God's creative anticipation. Humanity is not an afterthought. We are the intentional image bearers meant to reflect the rationale and creative nature of our Maker. To be human is to carry the divine fingerprint, to steward, to create, to live in community, and to delight as God delights. The very first description of humankind includes both male and female, revealing the dignity and worth embedded in every person, regardless of status, race, or gender. Then comes the tender declaration, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." The Hebrew here captures a sense of overflowing satisfaction. After all the preparation, God steps back and simply enjoys the goodness of what has been brought into existence. This tells us something powerful. God does not create out of obligation, but out of joy. Even in the current global uncertainty, where our sense of control feels fragile, Genesis reminds us that the one who prepared the cosmos still holds all things, still calls life good, and still delights in his creation, including us. Today we are called to mirror that divine pattern, to prepare thoughtfully, to act courageously, and to pause and delight in the good we see and create, whether it is in our families, our communities, or the quiet corners of our lives. We participate in God's creative work every time we foster life and beauty. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can I become more aware of and participate in God's ongoing work of preparation and creation in my life? Number two, do I take time to delight in the good that God has placed around me, even in seasons of uncertainty? And now our practical exercise for today. Today, spend 5 minutes reflecting outdoors or by a window. Notice something beautiful, whether a bird, the pattern of leaves, or the warmth of sunlight. Offer a simple prayer of thanks to the Creator who delights in these small wonders and in you. Creator God, you prepared the world with care and intention, and you called it good. Thank you for the beauty and order you bring even into chaos. Teach me to trust your preparation in my life and to reflect your image by creating and delighting in what is good. Open my eyes today to see your fingerprints in the world around me, and may I live in grateful response to your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.